This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
How's it been being banned from Twitter, which is like one of your vices?
Actually, it's been quite kind of easy. I've just napped a lot to try to make the time go by.
Okay. Lisa got banned because she wasn't using punctuation enough, and sometimes her tweets are confusing. It's like the difference between "let's eat, comma, grandpa," and "let's eat, grandpa." You know?
I don't think it's that hard. If you know me well enough and you're reading my tweet, you should know it's a run-on sentence.
Who knows you better than I do?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a few of your friends, and I get confused sometimes.
True.
So, anyway, I banned you from Twitter for 24 hours.
Well, yesterday I was trying to grocery shop in the afternoon, and because of a tweet that I was making fun of yours, the one where you tweeted, "I want to make a sword."
Yeah.
I quoted it and just wrote, "Good thing Twitter doesn't use paper, because this sure would be a waste of it."
Rude.
Yes, burn. So good. Thought of that myself. And then there were about 6 other radio hosts that had a conversation underneath my tweet about how much they love swords.
Swords are cool.
And it made my phone die, and I couldn't read the rest of my grocery list because of the notifications I was getting. So, yeah, I'm just getting crapped on left, right, and center with the whole Twitter thing.
Well, then you shouldn't be such a...
what?
Cranky pants when it comes to my tweeting, because that's what caused all this problem. You getting banned, me assessing your lack of punctuation, the sword notification issue.
Yeah, apparently you can't make fun of swords to radio hosts.
See?
It's a big deal.
If I was you, I'd just start trying to be nice.
Rider in the Morning.
Hot 107.
With Justin Timberlake set to return in 2018 and do it his way this time, it got us talking about what other artists we'd like to see make a return.
I have several. There were a lot of artists in the early 2000s, late 90s that just had the best songs. And I want them to come back and just do the same thing all over again. That's people like Ashanti, Ja Rule, JoJo, Craig David.
Craig David.
I want to hear a bit of him actually singing.
On my way to see my friends, to look up a best way for me.
Alanis Morissette, where the hell is she? As far as Canadian content, most radio stations have to play around 40% in Canada, us being one of them, and it would be really nice to bust out some Alanis. Mm-hmm. Somebody was pointing out that she actually did a version of My Humps. Shanna said that on the text line, so I went and tracked it down.
You love.
What about Kanye West?
No, we don't care about him.
No, but you don't care about his last couple albums. But if he could return to form like College Dropout days.
He can't, because now he's a Kardashian.
No, he can.
He's been brainwashed, man.
Okay, you're talking Ashanti, Ja Rule, Craig David.
Yeah.
You just assume they can all, but as soon as I say Kanye, no. No, he doesn't got it
no.
in him. Talking about which artists we'd like to see make a big return in 2018. Nelly Furtado has come up a few times, including with Timbaland. That would be nice to see. And actually, Nelly, like Band-Aid on the face Nelly, to make a return to, been suggested.
Have you ever heard Nelly Furtado's laugh?
No.
It's very interesting.
Huh. I'll have to check that out.
I just remember seeing her hosting an event or being interviewed, and she kept laughing at what the interviewer was saying, and it was the most obscure thing I've ever heard.
I think I got it here.
Estoy muy contenta.
It's the best, right?
I just Googled Nelly Furtado laugh, and there's a minute 27 compilation of
I knew I wasn't
laughs.
The only person that noticed that, because this was like 10 years ago that I was watching an interview and I was like, what an interesting laugh she has.
You were saying there is a big Canadian act set to return in 2018.
Yeah, the Moffitts. So that drops January 10th.
The first single,
mm-hmm.
Secrets, is what it's called.
So excited.
Oh, I hope it sounds just like their other tracks. Mm-bop,
no.
City out, da do
up. Hey, hey,
what?
That's Hanson.
Oh. If you want to be my lover.
Okay, that's enough.
So, a week and a half until Cuba. Now, last year on our adventure down south, it was about a week and a half before the trip that three dudes were like, man, we really need to get out of this cold and go on vacation.
Right.
And signed up. And they ended up being like a super massive boost to the group. They were just full of energy, awesome dudes, chill at the same time, got along with everybody. The ladies were Googling over them.
Mm-hmm.
You remember all their names?
Travis, Chris.
And the other one. Anyway,
William.
There we go. Hey, nice work.
Got it.
So I'm just saying that it's not too late to get signed up to join us in Cuba and be that little spark plug that we can always use.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rad trip. We do have a good group going, and we head out on Monday the 15th. So hall107.ca/Cuba has all the details.
I'm not ready, like body-wise. Are you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like I've been prepping by drinking a lot the last few months, so I feel like I'm ready.
Here's the thing, though. We say this every year. It's like there's that first initial, everyone's in their bathing suits, and then no one cares after that.
Yeah, like the first walkout, people are like, always wondered what Lisa looked like in a bikini.
Interesting.
And then immediately afterwards, you're just like part of the group.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So
that's why you have to walk out in your bathing suit already tipsy. A lot of tequila, a lot of confidence.
Drink in your room, yeah. Anyway, yeah, get signed up, hall107.ca/Cuba. I don't know how many spots are left on this bad boy. I do know that we meet on Monday to go out for dinner together and get to know each other first, so that when we see each other at the airport, we're ready to get to Chili's and start drinking Caesars.
Double Caesars.
Bye-bye.
Lisa's got today's words of wisdom for us. Take it away.
This comes from one of my favorite Twitter accounts, at Rob Fee. He works for The Ellen Show, and I've been following him long before he got hired there, so he's just so good. If your boyfriend proposed on Christmas, it was just so he didn't have to buy you a present. Give him back the ring until he gets you that HomeSense gift card.
You may have seen this before. I believe some guy online did it with pictures of Kim Jong-un, where he put them into family photos. He'd just like open the photos and then stick a picture of Kim. I pulled one on my parents last Christmas where I just put a picture of me over top of both my brother's face.
You all look the same.
Well, now they all look like me. So a little bit better. A little bit of improvement for both of them.
Longer eyelashes.
Yeah, exactly. You were saying you pranked your mom pretty good.
I was able to convince my mom that a butt plug was a wine stopper, and I got pictures with the whole family with it. It was pretty fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
It had, like, a little green jewel at the end, and it looked like a nice little wine stopper, and I got pictures with everyone. They're making mimosas Christmas morning, and this is butt plug sitting on top of the champagne bottle.
Yes.
Ryder in the morning.
Trending this hour.
Another one. DJ Khaled is officially the next spokesperson. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Spit it out. For Weight Watchers. Oprah tweeted him saying, I'm so happy for you to join this journey. I guess he's already lost like 30 pounds.
I think it's easier right off the hop, especially for guys to cut some pounds.
Why do you say that?
I think we do more damage to our body than you in general. Like, eat worse in general, drink more in general.
Okay.
So when we clean it up, our bodies are instantly like, whoa, what's this?
Is that a waistline?
Is that broccoli?
The best thing about Oprah is that commercial where she's like, I love bread. And I can still eat bread on Weight Watchers. I was like, sold. Just kidding. I've never tried it. But
sign me up.
I'm pretty sure all of our moms have.
Mm-hmm. I used to have to wait outside The Lloydminster Weight Watchers, while Mom went in to get weighed in, and I could tell from how she left the building how it went. Speaking of endorsement deals, Selena Gomez is the new face for an ad campaign for Coach's spring collection of leather handbags.
I saw that.
We'll talk a little later on the show today about if you could endorse any product and get free product in turn, what would it be?
Ranch Fountain.
All right. Also trending this hour, it looks like real estate prices in Edmonton could see a nice steady climb, which is, I think, exactly what you want. The jumps and falls and roller coaster rides are not good for any market, but we stayed steady in 2017.
Okay.
And it sounds like we could see a slight increase in 2018.
So you're telling me that I need to stop shopping so much and just keep saving, because one of these days, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you were supposed to just stay at my house for summer and then buy a place. Anyway, we actually have to talk about that. What gadget has changed your life?
I just went to the dentist recently, and they highly recommend using the electric toothbrush that comes with the water flusher thing. Mm-hmm. And my mom used to have one when I was young, and I remember before going to a filling appointment, I used her water press thing, and they didn't even have to do any drilling or anything. They were like, that's the cleanest tooth we've ever seen. We just have to put the filling in.
Wow. So they're effective.
They are, and we got a text saying, water flosser. I bought it when I had braces, but I continue to use it now because it gets food out that you didn't even know was there. And it's true. It's a crazy cool gadget. Mm-hmm. It's around $200, $250, depending on which one you get, if it comes with a toothbrush. But even my dentist that I went to recently was like, it's the best investment for oral health.
Nice.
So I like that text a lot. We're talking about gadgets that are decently priced that have absolutely changed your life. Like this text, Bacon Express.
Bacon Express? That's that bacon maker, right? Is that what that is?
I think so. So it makes the bacon in less time, and it maybe doesn't splash everywhere. It's easier.
Either that or it's a restaurant I need to try. One of the two. I saw on Black Mirror an episode of that. This super high-tech guy had lights that came on, like motion sensor lights, all throughout his house.
So as he walked into the room, they all slowly came on?
Exactly. And I'm sure that is doable. That would be pretty awesome.
Well, especially when you're walking into your apartment or your house with a load of groceries.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Wow. This text is good too. Potpourri. You can make the bathroom smell better when you enter it, and it works wonders. And it's a decently cheap option, and it lasts for a long time too, I think.
You were saying your extra long phone charger has changed your life.
Oh, it's the best thing I've ever bought, and it was we're talking $15 here.
Yeah.
So you know the regular iPhone chargers, you always struggle when you're laying in bed. Maybe you need to make a phone call and you have your head upside down. Sounds like you have a cold.
Or like when you're texting and you're leaning off the bed so far, you're afraid you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, this is the most comfortable I've ever been, laying in bed scrolling through Instagram. That sounds so sad.
You can roll up in it if you want. And wrap it all the way.
Yeah. You can face the other way and still be able to write someone. So yeah, that's definitely hands down the best thing that I've purchased.
I just saw what happened there. And when I said full roll, I could see you like your eyes twinkle and you started thinking about like croissants and different pastries.
How'd you know?
I don't know. I know when you think about food.
My eyes sparkle when I think about food.
Yeah, full roll. And you're like, what are you talking about? That sounds delicious.
All right. So an Epicure steamer, chicken on 6 to 8 minutes. So you can like cook chicken in 8 minutes? Is that what that is?
Wow, that's handy, if that's a thing. An Epicure steamer, isn't an Epicure like things that women do to their feet?
No, that's a pedicure.
Oh. Asking you what gadget you bought that has changed your life, that's a reasonable price.
I'm very surprised by this text, hot curlers. They're the best for making nice bouncy curls with little effort. Every time I've ever tried to use hot curlers, it's just a disaster. So if you could please maybe upload a YouTube tutorial, send it my way, that'd be great. Thanks.
I don't need hot curlers, but now I'm thinking about honey crullers, and I could definitely use one of those. Dyson hair dryer, worth every penny, a text we got.
Okay.
I got a Dyson vacuum, and up till this point, because there are four of us that work together, all living together, everybody brought a vacuum to the house. Plus, there was Central Vac. And all of it sucked.
Like, not sucked.
Not
they sucked.
Sucked
that they didn't
they
suck.
They didn't suck very well. So I bought a Dyson vacuum.
Life-changing.
It was on when the Bay One Day deals were on, and like I actually want to have a ceremony in the backyard where I smash all of the other vacuums.
And then clean it up with the Dyson.
Yep. And take that bad boy out, turn it on to max suck, and there you go.
Never in my life have I been excited to vacuum until now.
Holy.
And it's so light.
Good. Yeah.
It doesn't come with that like cord or anything.
We're not getting paid by Dyson
no,
right now.
We
I promise.
Really aren't.
We should though.
Seriously, but now that this text is coming in saying Dyson hair dryer,
mm-hmm.
I think I need to invest.
This text, hey, include your name so we don't just say this text. We can say like, yo, Aaron said, hot diggity dogger. It's a hot dog and bun toaster. Best investment I've ever made.
So Angie wrote in on the app saying the Diva Cup, best invention ever. Okay.
I don't know what a Diva Cup is.
You shouldn't. So it's a type of...
we're going to find out?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a feminine product.
Nah.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Evan.
If you could be the face of any company, what would it be?
Okay, so we got a text in saying Cadbury cream eggs. And it's so weird that someone just texted that in because I just shared this picture on the Hot 107 Edmonton Facebook page of this new Cadbury Layers of Joy cake.
Okay.
And it's called Exciting. I'm going to just romance it to you. A layered sharing dessert, with Cadbury milk chocolate, chocolate mousse, chocolate chip cookie, and fondant dessert with a creamy topping. I am so ready to find this. Where is it?
I thought you were going to say something very different there. I am so ready to... you had the perv voice going still. You said there was a new Cadbury cream egg too, a new contest.
Yeah, okay. So they're releasing, I think it's like 200 white chocolate cream eggs.
Mm.
And if you open a white chocolate one, you get a certain amount of money, like you win money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the right currency. It was like the European currency, 2000. So.
Right. So it's worth more money is the good news. Bad news, probably can't win one in Canada. Sorry.
And I bet I can't find this cake in Canada either. It's not fair.
The internet does tease us. Like back in our day, when all you had for advertising was like what TV commercials you'd get thrown down you while watching Much Music, you knew you could get all that stuff in Canada. Now with the internet, these ads you see that go viral and stuff, it's like, well, probably never see that here. Kind of sucks. Pizza Pops for sure is a text we got to 780107.
Imagine having an unlimited supply of that. That's dangerous though, because they're not good for you. Neither is Cadbury chocolate. I'm not saying that it's different, but I have heard in the past of just how bad Pizza Pops are for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about it. It's microwaved. So first of all, it's not. And it's just full of cheese.
And
you're just
salt.
Eating cheese.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yum.
Yeah, it is a lot of cheese for the size of the product, and it's not even like quality cheese. So sorry that we just bashed your dreams there.
But if your face is on it and you're endorsing it, I'll still buy it.
I would probably go for fried chicken of some sort.
So everyone's just going with food
or a vehicle. Like wouldn't it be nice to get in a free new vehicle?
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, like Lincoln, sure. Get paid for that, and then all of a sudden, like, your garage is just full of prime rides. That's
There's sweet. This girl that I saw on Instagram that obviously is getting paid to talk about HomeSense, and that's my dream.
Yeah.
I bet all of her furniture is from there for free.
Think of how many pillows she has that she's not allowed to use.
Right?
Decorative pillows. There is a local gas station owner, operator, who has put some signs up outside his gas station voicing his resistance to the carbon tax. The one said NDP carbon tax hurts all, and the other one was a little more vulgar than that. It said, what, F-bomb Trudeau?
F-bomb NDP / Trudeau.
Now, the question, I guess, is this a fair place to voice your unrest with the situation?
So, let me get this straight. This is a just a privately owned gas station. There's no other ones like it. It's the only.
No, there's other Tempos. Like, it's a Tempo.
I've never heard of Tempo.
So it would be, yeah, like, there aren't that many in the city, but they're scattered around.
So if there's, like, a Tempo head office, CEO.
Right.
What are they saying about this? Is it just the owner?
That's a good question.
That's what I'm asking here, is that this is an issue if it's a chain.
Yeah.
It is.
The thing I do respect for it is that this carbon tax, at the end of the day, is going to push a lot of costs back on the consumer. And the business owner will take a hit because they have to up their prices. And so he is looking out for his customers, in a sense. But I don't know if that's the right way to go about doing it. Like you said, what's the Tempo CEO think of this move? Like, it would be similar to a restaurant on their, like, specials of the day. Screw the carbon tax underneath.
Right.
I guess you, when you're the owner of that business, you can kind of say what you want as long as, well, no, you can't be dropping F-bombs on your sign. Anyway, just so fired up.
Is it still up? Has he been asked to take it down? Is this guy getting threats? Like, what's going on?
I think originally he had the F-bomb one up and then switched it up to NDP carbon tax hurts all.
I'm hearing two different sides. I'm hearing from some people that they're going to give him more business. And then obviously the people that are like, never going there ever.
Here's the thing about gas, though. You're giving them more business. You can only burn a certain amount of gas. What are you going to do? Go for more drives? Like, I think that's one industry where getting more business.
No, I mean, like, that exact location. Does it matter?
Yeah. I guess. It'll be interesting to see. I bet there are more people that are like, yep, I'm going to that place to fill up, and we'll drive across town to do so than the other way. But who knows? Apparently, Tempo, Saskatoon-based company, and they do not condone the message and ask the owner to remove it.
Okay. But then he's probably like, freedom of speech.
No, they asked him to remove the F-bomb one, It has since been replaced with NDP carbon tax. Hurts us all. So we'll see what happens.
I don't think anything's going to happen. I think it created a buzz. I don't know if anyone can tell him to take that down. I don't know if that is that a thing.
People are pretty fired up. One of the comments is, it's a public board and we shouldn't be swearing on the public board. I have children.
It is bleeped out.
What's the star in the middle of that F-bomb mean, Mom?
It's Complaint Corner. On Rider in the Morning.
Time for some complaining. I'll start.
Okay.
The Edmonton Oilers obviously have had a pretty rough week and all around a rough season, so I get that the fans are frustrated. But how some of them decide to vent that frustration is ridiculous. So, Patrick Maroon laid what turned out to be a pretty dumb hit on Drew Doughty. Headshot, 5-minute penalty.
Yeah, that sucks. He's out for 2 games.
LA scored 3 goals on that power play, and Maroon got suspended for 2 games. So fans are blaming him for the loss, even though we were already down 1-0 in that game. And I get it, it was a dumb hit. McDavid was in the mix there, too, and he could have ended up hitting him. So, bad move. But he could have also ran over 2 LA King players and had it not be a headshot, and he was like inches away from being able to accomplish that, and then he would have been a hero. That's how fast NHL hockey is, that those decisions have to be made, and yeah, he made a mistake, and he's paying the consequences, but it was really close to what could have been an awesome play, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, the fact that the fan base is not only turning on him, but his family is
what?
Just absurd. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
His partner wrote, I'm not sure if it's wife or girlfriend.
I think he's married.
I think so too. But
he got engaged recently. That's what it was.
And different last names would make sense. Okay, so that's why I was a little confused. But she writes, I've had so many Edmonton fans threaten me and wish the worst kind of harm upon me and my family over Patrick's hit against LA. I'm so sad that there's people out there who can be so cruel. I've never seen so much hatred over something that was completely unintentional. I don't need to defend his character because he has the best. If you're an Oilers fan, be an Oilers fan through the good and the bad and support them with positivity and courage. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Okay, that sucks.
The fact that people are reaching out to her and wishing her and her family harm for what was a decision made on the ice that he has to make all game that went wrong is just mind-boggling. You wonder why guys like Jordan Eberle leave the city and get interviewed and say, like, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, the Edmonton fan base was tough to deal with sometimes. Yeah, because they do crap like this.
Be better.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm disappointed, too.
Yeah, it sucks.
I thought we were going to do incredibly well this season. I had my hopes up, and I'm disappointed in some of the players. Not enough to reach out to their fiancé and wish harm on their family, though. Like, find a hobby, you know?
Right. I often wonder who those people are. Are they among me? Do I see them on a daily basis?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
The biggest fans I know and I roll with would never even consider doing something like that. That I know of,
right.
There's their bedroom haters doing it behind the scenes.
Okay, that's a good complaint. I like it.
Your turn.
Mine also has something to do about just people being better. Please just be better. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I get it. You pick up an item, then you decide, you know what, I don't actually really want this. Don't put the poultry in an aisle where there's nowhere to keep it fresh.
Oh, okay. Poultry, I agree
with. What are you doing? In general, you can bring it to the till, give it to the cashier, and they'll put it back where it belongs.
Okay, so what about this one? I just did this the other day. I was grocery shopping with the guy that cooked for our New Year's Eve party.
Okay.
And I grabbed something that I knew we needed, but he already had it. And it was like a tin foil container.
What'd you do with it?
I just ditched it like right by where we were, which was like in the, I don't know, bread section or something.
Okay. I guess that's okay. Someone eventually is going to come by and pick it up and put it where it needs to go.
Okay.
You're annoying, but you're giving them something to do. But I'm talking about like wasting good food.
Right.
That's a...
I absolutely agree with you 100%. Yeah. Loser has to eat a tequila worm. One of the suggestions that are coming in, Lisa and I do these bets against each other, and we base it on your votes for Throwback Throwdown. We're doing a race to four, best of seven, before we head out to Cuba, and the loser will have to do something when we're on vacation. You can book your way on that trip with us and watch it live if you'd like, hot107.ca/Cuba.
And that's where you vote for the song you want to hear, the throwback song. So hopefully mine wins today because I want to be up a point.
Wear a snowsuit around the pool.
Okay, I don't want to die.
I don't want to pack that.
Oh, true. I didn't even think about that.
Chug a full liter of milk.
Can't. You're lactose intolerant and I have acne.
Mm-hmm. 780-107, streaking lap around the pool.
For the record, my acne has improved a lot since quitting dairy.
Yeah. Only wear a sombrero for the entire trip. Run naked along the beach. Screaming, I'm on fire, and get someone to put you out with water. Okay.
I hope someone suggests, like, eat a taco. Sure.
The winner gets to pick what five karaoke songs the loser has to sing.
That's a bit of a stretch. Three.
Maybe three. Another suggestion here that the winner gets to draw something on the loser's back with sunscreen. And then they have to, like, go and get some sun so that it's, like, drawn on. That's pretty funny.
I don't have a very big canvas to do that on just because I'm very protective of my beauty marks. And I have a lot of them.
Huh?
Moles.
Oh.
I'm moley. Thanks.
Well, sorry. I had no idea what you were talking about. When you started that, you were like, I don't have a very big canvas because of mine. And I was like, she's going to say svelte figure.
I wish.
That's what I thought was coming. Okay, so that one may not work, but great suggestion.
Great suggestion, yes.
This is the one we've decided on.
Okay, what?
Butler for a day. So the winner gets to boss around the loser. They have to be their bartender, which is a big job in Cuba.
I bartended for like 6 years. I don't want to lose this one.
Like, poolside snacks. Hey, I want a chicken burger. Let's go.
And you know that if you lose, you're going to be getting a lot of snacks.
Yeah.
I like my snacks.
So that's what we're going with. It is a best of seven.
Okay, let's do this. I'm ready. Did I win today or what?
No.
What?
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.